Nightly News Podcast. Join Jay the Man and the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only Rags, discussing today's news, conspiracy news, and news you won't hear anywhere else. Only on the Disclosure Media Network. Don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube by going to youtube.disclosuremedia.net.
All right, folks. Hello and good evening to those of you listening on our live streams from YouTube, Ustream, TuneIn, and of course all of you that download our podcast on iTunes and Podomatic. And we're also on SoundCloud, and you can find us on Spreaker. This is the Nightly News Podcast, and I'm Jason, and also along for the ride is Rags.
What up?
What up, dude? Hey, folks, again, don't forget to subscribe to us on our YouTube channel by going to youtube.disclosuremedia.net. You can just follow us right there. Tonight, it's Monday, April 27th, 2015. So, you know, we were off for a week there last week. We didn't do any shows. I was on vacation. I much enjoyed it. It was a good time. If anyone ever gets the chance, you have to go visit Colorado. It's a great state, Rags.
Yeah, and it is. I got to see some of the pictures you posted. Hiking up there. It's a beautiful country.
Oh, God.
God's country. You're up there. You're up there in feet, man.
Yeah, you know, I just didn't realize how, you know, the views is just, you know.
Oh, the view's incredible.
And, you know, we had the mountains right directly behind us where we were staying. So it was.
I know. I saw it off your back deck there. Isn't that kind of cool? You can just look straight up and see that.
Yeah, it is. Hold on a second here. I got to adjust here, folks. Oh, yeah, that's much better. Okay. Shoot. So, give me one second here, folks. We seem to be having the audio is not coming out for the folks out there on the other channel to see why. I don't know why that's like that. Yeah, everything looks good there. That's good. Let's see, it's on. Let's see. Check. Oh, there we go. Now we're coming through for those of you listening on the one stream. All right, folks. So we got a lot to talk about. You know, we were off that week, and Rags was posting all kinds of stories. So we'll probably get some of those in. But of course, the big story right now that we've got going on, folks, and I'm sure you know about it if you've watched any TV or if you've been you know, on the internet at all, you know the stories that we're going to come up with tonight. And tonight, of course, it's the riots in Baltimore, man. It's just chaos is in Baltimore right now as we speak. It's burning. There are just parts of Baltimore that are on fire. They've already burnt down a CVS. They burnt down a retirement home that was in construction. And from what I understand, there's more fires going on, and it's just 11 o'clock at night now, so I can just imagine it's just going to get worse. What do you think, Rags? It's just, you know, this all stemmed from the gentleman that was supposedly, some are saying, was murdered by the police. His spine was severed, almost completely severed. And, you know, of course, he died after a few days in the hospital, and he had his funeral. Today was the funeral. You know, we had some issues Saturday night. I guess there were some problems. But tonight and earlier today, you know, I've been watching all the news mainstream. You know, of course, CNN, the main one that I've been watching. I think, Rags, you've been watching that one, too.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
And it's just been, it's like, where are the police?
Well, you know, I think that's the thing, you know. I mean, and obviously, like we said, that's all around Freddie Gray. We don't know the story while we're hearing. And that's the thing is that, you know, we're hearing that his spine is severed. All, you know, forget about all that for right now. The thing is that concerns most people is, you know, and I actually started out watching Fox, and Fox was really covering it, which I was
surprised.
They
were for a while until
it wasn't it like till
6-7 o'clock evening.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden they were like majorly over it all day. And then all of a sudden, oh.
And that's when I switched, and that's when I went to CNN.
I thought, wow, I thought that was quite interesting.
Yeah, that's who I started out with was Fox.
See, the manipulation, how they control you people, how one controls one different view, because that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's how they manipulate you. Understand it, live it, learn it, read it. So anyways, yeah, so Jay, as we were talking about earlier, you know, before we just went on the air, I mean, like right now, this fire that I'm looking at, you don't have it on, I guess, Jay, right? You turned it off?
I don't have it on right now, no.
They got another fire in an intersection, and this Suburban has gone up and rammed it. It's doing circles around it like it's like cowboys and Indians.
Well, I'm showing if
around this fire.
For those who are watching live on YouTube, if you're watching live on YouTube, you can see some of the photos from earlier today. They caught, you know, a police van on fire. They caught a police car on fire. Of course, they burnt down the CVS, and they burnt down that retirement home.
A bar, they caught fire. The police had the fire department had to put out a bar earlier as well.
Well, you know, they came and put out the car and the car and van that you're seeing right now on the video. They come to put that out, but then it caught back on fire, and they just left
Did you notice? Yeah, the fire department came.
And they
left. That was before the CVC caught on fire.
Yes, correct.
CVS caught on fire. Yeah, they came in. Yeah, I thought it was out, too, and then all of a sudden...
It was back on fire again.
It was back on fire. Exactly. It was back on fire.
So I don't know. From what... And you know the other crazy thing, and maybe you saw this live on CNN, when the fire department got to there to put out the CVS fire, they hooked up their hoses, and on live TV, live on CNN, the rioters are poking holes in the firefighters' hoses.
But they're nice, yeah.
Did you see that?
Did you get a video of that? Now, do you have a video
I have
that
the video on disclosuremedia.net. If you go to disclosure.media.net, you can see it. The guy clearly, the hose had already been poked once. That didn't get caught on video live. But as they're talking, the guy just walks up, and I'm playing it right now, not for anybody, but the guy just walks up, pokes a hole, bam, and just... Dude, it's like, dude, you're on camera. But of course, he's got this gas mask thing on. But it's just, who are these people that do that?
But you know, here's the thing, and you know, here the theme that a lot of them have been talking, and we're gonna say this because we know there is provocateurs, and I'm not gonna say that they weren't in this situation, but in a lot of situations, I think me and Jay would agree, and we could tell a lot of you if you know a lot about how our country works, there is people that like to help start these things. They may not actually be in that community, but I'm gonna tell you right now, the footage that I saw. And even for once, the reporters were saying, no, this wasn't from outside. These are people within their own community burning down their own community.
And you know, some of this city is still rebuilding from the riots of 68.
Exactly. Some of those buildings, I mean, and not that this, you know, not that Baltimore, and I, you know, this part of Baltimore was ever that much. I've been to Baltimore a couple times.
No, I've never been.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. You know, it's a tough place, but this part of town. You just basically, I went to an Orioles game. They say when you get up there from your hotel, do not go on that other side of the street.
Wow,
I was told.
Well, you know, they canceled the game tonight.
They did. They canceled the game tonight.
That's pretty huge.
I was watching that live. First, they had the gates open, and all of a sudden, boom, they rushed up there.
Closed the gates. I think they figured it's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, not a good idea. Now you got this guy. He's out here right now, live on TV. Has the helicopters watching. He just keeps throwing stuff to fire. I'm not sure what else he's
doing. I'm going to have to turn it in now. I'm going to have to go see what we got here.
He's just walking around as the helicopter watches. And then, of course, everybody else, the panel. And then, of course, the lawyer for the family and the pastor for the family. And so don't give me the, you know. The thing is, they keep saying, well, the protesters, you know, why can we don't show the protesters and the peacefulness they were doing? I said, because there was no protesters. It was rioters. There were no protesters. That was just plain and simple.
So you're watching, they've got the former Baltimore police officer on right now. Is that what you're watching?
They're waiting for another police news conference, what I'm seeing on CNN.
Yeah, the white bald-headed dude speaking.
No, the chick is speaking right now.
I may be delayed. I'm on the internet connection here.
Oh, you're on the internet. Okay, yeah.
But I see the car burning. I see a car burnt. Two cars burning in the middle of the street. I don't know.
They brought those together. They brought them together. I wonder if that's that Suburban. Oh, did he turn?
Oh,
it's
wow.
Just weird. These cars just keep going by. There's one car just kept doing
stuff. They're throwing
around
stuff.
That.
There's like guys in them. There's a guy walking in the middle of the street, and there's people throwing stuff at him.
Yeah. And that was the other thing is, you know, they're starting these at different locations, and... You know,
this isn't like Ferguson. This is
definitely not like Ferguson. Ferguson stayed at that one street.
Yes.
You know, they stayed on the one street, and they were protesters, and a lot of those were peaceful. And the thing about that is, the people that started they got really good. I thought they did a good job at Ferguson because what they'd do is they'd wait, and when the people were in the crowd, they had undercover guys in the crowd would snatch the troublemakers and pull them away.
Yeah, there's always your provocateurs that are in the crowds. But you know what always I was going to bring up, Rags? Aren't these cities just powder kegs ready to go? I mean, as far as civil unrest goes.
You know,
as far as economics and just some of these, you know, these cities, the kids, you know, these are kids that are doing this stuff, what they were saying on TV. This isn't adults.
Yeah,
these
I guess the hard part about it is, and it is teenagers, and it's there's all the marathon again. You know, that's the hard perspective of what do you say the pulse is what I'm seeing is I'm seeing a depressed Black community,
yes.
African American community, that is having some issues. Now, we all in America know that there is some issues within our police force.
No doubt.
With no doubt. Their excessive use, whatever it may be. It's not in, again, and I think me and you, did we cover this last week, Jay, or did we cover this before you left, the actual stats of actual people shot by police? I thought we covered that in one of the shows.
I don't know if we did it on there, but we did discuss it off the air.
Yeah, that you know, that out of all the police officer involved shootings
white people
of 2014, 550 of them were white.
Yeah.
Now, this is of officer involved shooting people. 310 were African American.
And none of that's good. Neither one of it's good. Neither one of those numbers are good.
It's not really a racist issue.
Now, there are racist folks out there, but it's not.
I mean, there's white people
getting killed. There's Black people getting killed. There's Mexican folks getting killed. There's Chinese people getting killed.
Mexicans getting killed. Yeah, you name it.
A lot of police out, and I think this is all about design. You've got these police officers who are just, I don't know what they're thinking, if they're just scared and they shoot these people. And, you know, this, I don't know the whole story with this, what's this guy's name, Freddie? Is that his name?
Freddie Gray, yes.
Freddie Gray. I don't know the story, but it sounds pretty bad.
Because we're too early. Yeah, we're too early. I mean, they just
And the video that
today.
I've seen, you know, they said he walked to the van. Now, the video I've seen, he didn't walk to the van. Did you see the video?
No, I haven't seen anything. I don't even know anything about this story whatsoever.
All right, well, there's a video out when he was put into the back of the paddy wagon, and they literally were dragging him by his arms, you know, like holding him up to get him into the paddy wagon. So I think he was already injured at that point. I think something happened either in the chase, he fell, and who knows? You know, it's really hard to tell, but definitely something happened.
And again, that's right. Before me and you went on air, let's take this out of perspective. Let's just wait till we get the information. Now let's go back to Ferguson real quick. We all know that nothing's going to happen to the officer involved. He was found acquitted, even by the federal government. That's done and over. The use of lethal force was justified. The guy was a criminal. He was a thug. Okay, so forget Ferguson. Now this is a new developed situation. Now, my problem is like me and Jay were saying before you go off the air, I'm trying to be as politically correct as I can say this, is that within communities, there has to be a certain set of circumstances that leaders, not just the local leaders, how about somebody famous? How about somebody to show them what in these communities that we need to stop this? You're not gaining anything. I would love to see Jay-Z. I would love to see Beyonce. I'd like to see a lot of African American. No, I mean, I'm being honest.
Oh, I know.
I would like them to get up and say, do you see white people doing this? Do you see them running? Oh, well, they're not being shot at. No, we just told you the stats that white people are shot more than Black people by police officers. We've already – forget that. You want the stats, there are the stats. Again, remember, you do not outnumber the white people in America. So obviously, it's a numbers game just like the rest of the world. There are more white people in America. So yeah, we should be committing just as many crimes or be involved in officer shootings. So, again, throw all that junk in the reel. It's this stuff right here. All you're doing is killing your community, and you make yourselves look like the videos, Jay, did you see that? I mean, these people, it's like they're on the phone to each other. Hey, the mall's wide open.
Yeah, that's what
they're running with their cars.
Yeah, they had bags jumping out of their cars.
They had bags jumping out of their cars.
It's with the invention of social media, you know, Twitter, it's easy just to put a message out, it's amazing. It's really, I was shocked. I was watching it live. I'm like, what? They're just jumping out of their cars, and eventually the police got there, and you know, were able to get it under control, I guess. But
even all those, like during the day when they went to the liquor store, you know, you saw those pictures, and they were in the grocery store, and just, Oh, the CVC, obviously, that they were
just, you know, they just built that CVS, and now they burn it down.
Yes, yeah.
Now they've got, you know, and they've robbed prescriptions for the elderly. You know, how they get their medicines, and, you know, that's...
And how about the people that are at work, that locally
yeah,
work?
That, now you those know, people, now they're unemployed.
They're unemployed.
They didn't do anything.
They didn't do a thing. And the thing is that I'm trying to... You cannot... I'm sick and tired of race. It's about being a human being. And that goes for the police, too. That goes for everything.
This doesn't help their cause.
This does not help me believe one iota. And that does not make me racist.
No, it doesn't.
It does not. These are just facts. Because here's the thing, is that I'm sitting here watching CNN. Even Van Jones, who's usually, like, all over this, he's disgusted. You know, and he's an African-American. He's usually the one that's, you know, everything's wrong with everybody else but African-Americans. And tonight... He's just dumbfounded because you know, you cannot but watch these pictures.
And this is 40 miles from the White House.
40 miles. Exactly. Well, Obama, he don't, you know, he doesn't.
No, it's just putting in perspective. I mean, you've got riots, buildings burning down 40 miles from the White House.
No.
From our nation. I mean,
I imagine our president would like to see more of that around all of America.
He probably would. This is probably all part of the plan because it just seems like some of this stuff is orchestrated, and I don't know how much of it's orchestrated. But
I don't know how much of it, Jay, is orchestrated. I know that over the last couple of years, a lot of the videos that we've seen from the Hit It game have come from Baltimore. This is a unique area from a perspective of relationships with the community and the African community. The beating of the people in the Denny's, the just last week, 2 weeks ago, the girls beat the girl in the Denny's, another girl that was on video, you know. And here's the thing that gets me. Did you all, and this is what kind of gets me the most. Did you see already, they already have the video uploaded from the people inside the CVS store?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that from Twitter.
I mean, it's like, I'm like going, so you guys are shaping yourselves.
Oh, yeah.
And
you know, the mayor was saying, you know, we will go back and look at all the video, and these people are idiots. You know, you've got these Facebook. What do you think Facebook's really for?
I know.
All they got to go back and do is scan your face and just hit enter and just wait. And within a few minutes, a few seconds, they're going to have your name, your address, and they're going to come arrest you, hopefully. I doubt they will, but they easily could.
Yeah, and, you know, and that's the biggest thing, because you're like just wondering – with all this going on, I can't believe that. I mean, how many of them are thinking, hey, man, look, they're taking selfies. They were taking selfies on top of the police car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'm like, oh.
It's one big game.
So, and I think that's the perspective that which I liked in the sense of this. Like, oh, there's another fire. It's inside. They started a fire inside the liquor store. You see that, Jay? It's now on CNN.
Well, I'm watching CNN. I'm seeing the car burn, so I may be just a few minutes behind
you,
probably.
The police are there at that corner, I think, where the car is burning, but there is now a fire in the liquor store across the other side of the street.
So what are they throwing, alcohol at these cars?
I think so. I think that's what they've been doing. I'm just going to assume.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm seeing the liquor store. Yep.
You see the liquor store? There's a fire inside that.
And the police are right there.
Probably waiting for their. I think they're tactically there, they said tonight, to wait for the fire. So once the fire engines come, they're going to come over, and then they'll escort the fire department over and clear out the area so the fire department can work.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because there's not much I guess they can do. I mean, they're cops. They can't put the fire out.
And they're not – that was a whole – I think the – and that's part of the – you know, there's a lot of debate on the way they handled this. The city of Baltimore handled everything today.
Well, you know the problem.
They had warning since friggin' yesterday.
I know, but you know that they – I think they're just so scared to be heavy-handed. I think
– I don't disagree.
In the situation, the atmosphere, they're just terrified that they're going to get caught on some videotape beating some black guy up.
Exactly. The wrong moment.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's just going to spark more problems.
Just
so
more
they're
problems.
They're in a defensive mode right now, completely defensive.
And before about an hour ago, they were talking about with one of the reporters, and he saw the police officers come up, and all of a sudden he was behind a police officer coming to another part of the town. As obviously this was just like about 40, maybe an hour ago, and he watched the police over, so he stopped, and the police officers were right, and all of a sudden a crowd surrounded him. He says, "You guys need to get home and get out of here." And it's all of a sudden as the crowd starts to grow, they're saying, "We don't have to go," and all of a sudden so the cops took off.
Wow.
So, I mean, how do you challenge that? Then that's the thing is, you know, like you were talking about. I mean, where do you challenge it at? There still has to be law.
There has to be law. Hey, folks, we'll be right back. We usually take a short break, so give us one moment. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with the Nightly News Podcast with Jason and Rags.
The truth is, I'm not really sure what happened.
Alright, folks, we're coming back here from our break.
And now you've got yourself something
funky. You know, I'm just watching this stuff on CNN right now, folks, and if you're watching on YouTube, you can. I've got a little bit of it playing right now live. It looks like the military. I don't know what you're seeing, Rags. They've got the fire department moving in.
No, those are just the police. Those are just the police. That's all. They haven't got the military there yet. They're not the.
No, I see fire trucks moving in on my video.
Yeah. The fire trucks are, like I said, that's what the police are doing. They're making it. There's what they're doing tonight is all they're doing is being escorts for, because they can't get, there's not enough coverage to get to every area. So all they're doing is making sure they got enough forces in place so that the firefighters can do their job and protect the firefighters.
It's pretty surreal to be watching this, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen it something like this. You know, of course, others have experienced riots and stuff, but this seems pretty, I mean, it looks like right now they're evacuating people out of their homes now. I mean, this is.
You know, the thing is, the closest, I mean, the Rodney, you know, Rodney King, some of the riots down in L.A., you know, the beating of Reginald Denny, I think those were, of course, it was swift over a period of about an hour. There was looting there.
Look at these people, these poor folks.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything.
No.
I know,
I mean,
got
whoever,
the
who
kids.
Owned these cars?
I mean, they're how.
These cars,
I mean, it's
burning.
Just,
see, this is the part where the conversation starts, is that this is...
How many times are we going to have this conversation?
Well, and that's the whole issue, is that everybody wants to make it a race issue. So if you don't make it a race issue, is it a police brutality issue? You know, where does the line stop? Where is it that you understand the point of confrontation with the police officer, use of deadly force, and committing a crime? You know, I mean, again, I think we bleed so much over and over again. Even the other day they kept saying, bringing up, you know, Ferguson and, oh, you know, Michael Brown. Michael Brown, he was found. That's done. It's over. He's guilty. Well, I shouldn't say he's never at trial, but it's done. But they want to try to blend it as the same. And I don't know. I don't have the answer.
No, what solutions? I mean, what do we do? Do we completely reevaluate how we hire police officers? How we train them? Do we not give them weapons?
How about people start being parents?
That too.
How about these? How about right? Because I mean, the honest of this is that, I mean, like I said, I'm just, again, have to be blunt. I'm only seeing this in African American communities.
Right.
And I'm not. And that's not, by saying that, it's not being racist. This is just a fact. We all want to see a stop. I mean, hey, I don't like the police as much as any other person. You don't have to be black, red, or white to not like the police. Because I mean, some of them they're pretty much assholes.
Yeah.
You know, that it seems like them. That's what they how they act. You know, I mean, so
they got a pretty shitty job. I mean, I'll just say it.
They do. I'm not saying they got. Yeah, exactly. They do got a crappy job.
And they don't get paid very well for their crappy job.
But the thing is that if you're committing a crime and you're putting yourself in a bad situation, then that's what's going to happen.
And you know,
I'm not saying that beating you or treating you any different, that is wrong. I'm just saying, let's get all the facts of this case first.
Do you know
but
what?
Here's the problem I have, is that we don't even have the facts of the case, and these people are tearing down their city.
No, it's only been
eight
days, 10 days, something like that. It's just not been quick enough for them. But what I was going to bring up, and what has surprised me, with as many guns that we have in this country, that we haven't really seen that type of issue really come up as far as gun battles with the cops.
Because then it's on.
Is that some type of you would think that would be an issue, but you're not. Bricks and stuff like that. But I'm just, when if it gets to that point, is that when all hell is going to break loose when they stop.
Well, you know, today was, like I believe from several sources, and this was on CNN earlier, the Bloods, the Crips.
Yes, I heard that.
And the African something or something or something.
Something crazy.
All joined each other and said they were going to go after police officers and shoot them.
But none of that's happened yet.
None of that's happened yet. We thought in Ferguson, Brooklyn, you know, when those two officers got shot after the what's his name.
Right.
If two officers get shot after this, what is it as you as a police officer? How do you think you'll feel across the country?
You're gonna be probably terrified.
You're terrified because you can't. You're damned if you do.
Yeah.
And you're damned if you don't. Where do you make your life choice decision to either defend yourself or put the person down that's trying to kill you? And that's the real. It's such a. But I guess the problem that I have is that again, we are not focusing on why the people that why we're focusing. If these people were good people, they would. I don't know anything about this. What's his name? Freddie Gray. But Freddie Gray also put himself in that circumstance.
Somehow.
I'm not saying that he deserved anything.
Right.
Because I'm going to guarantee you, if there's wrongdoing, trust me, after Ferguson, any police involved with this, they're going to be in trouble. Two, we already know if we had the evidence right away. I mean, soon as the videotape for the guy down in, where is it, Jay, South Carolina?
Yep.
Yep. Boom. The guy was already, boom. Not even manslaughter. Murder charges arrested all within minutes.
Yeah, but that was only because of that video.
A videotape. I understand that.
And now, that's the sad thing because people get pissed off and they know that. They know that this shit happens. And I guess that's why people are really pissed off because this kind of stuff has been happening for a long time.
I'm not disagreeing with that. Absolutely not. The thing is the only way.
And how do you fix something like that that has been going on?
Like we're talking about the web. We need more video. We need every officer. I know me and you debate about this. But we talked about
it. Do you think it would just continue to maybe spark more issues?
I just don't know if I don't know of any other solution.
Yeah.
How? Because you got to have. Because here's the whole thing that me and you talked about, and anybody in the world can attest to this, whether you're an adult or child or anything. The word is called accountability.
Right.
You have to have an accountability for how you raise your children. You have to have accountability for yourself. You have to have accountability for how you are in the workplace. You have to have accountability for what you do as a human being. So if we don't have accountability, we can never establish and make sure that we're all in our checks and balances. And I don't know of any other solution than to have a video camera on every police officer in the country. Then we don't. Then we already have the evidence.
Right.
And how do we know? Because, I mean, they've even said, like you said, the one video that you saw, right, put in the van, but all of a sudden I believe today the mayor said there's even more video.
Yeah, there probably is. And most likely there is. In this day and age, there probably should be. I mean, you would
think.
And
here's the thing. If he's guilty, and if the police are guilty, then they're going to be found guilty.
Right, but these people are like a lynch mob mentality now. If something happens, they want justice, they want it now, and they don't want to wait.
It's not how our system works. You know, and that's the thing. How about we do it now?
How
about we just bring in Judge Dredd? How would people love that?
The mayor on TV, she just looks terrified. I mean, just her look, looks that she gives, it's just like, holy shit, what the hell? Because, you know, she made a comment that's pretty much, she said they gave space to the rioters pretty much to do what they wanted is pretty much what she said. And, of course, she's backtracked and said, no, that's not what I said. It was taken out of context, blah, blah, blah. And
the biggest thing that she took a hit for today was the lack of action.
Yeah.
That's what every commentator said. That's what every police officer said from New York to everything is that her coupled with her comments and the lack of action she took today.
Yep. Hey, folks, we're at the bottom of the hour. We need to take our five-minute break here. We've got a five-minute news break from Fox, so you can either listen to that, or if you're listening to the podcast, you won't even hear that, so you'll just be right back on here in just a moment. And for those listening live, we'll be back here in about 5 minutes, so get a refill on your drink or whatever, and we'll talk hear you soon.
We'll be right back with the Nightly News Podcast with Jason and Rags.
All right, folks, we're coming back here for the second half of the show. I think we're talking about some earthquake news. Rags, you got a story on this earthquake, man?
I got some. I wanted to finish up on one of the brighter stories of the riots tonight.
Oh, yeah? Jeff, what you got?
On the Baltimore Mom, if you look down on my underneath there, I got the video. It should be a YouTube video in there. Baltimore Mom confronts her rioting son on video, and I watched this live actually as it happened on CNN.
Oh, really?
And it's she's down there. She's taking her son. She's trying to grab off his mask. She's just it's just I mean, and that's, you know, and that's the thing is what we need. You know, this is what I thought is one of the good things that I saw. But, you know, she got out there. She was she recognized her son. She thought him wearing a mask. And CNN is rolling this live, you know, and there's Mama. Confronted his son, trying to pull off her mask, slap him in the face. I mean, I just thought, now that's parenting.
What are you doing? I'm trying to watch a little bit of this right here, and it's just a YouTube video. I really, it's hard to. But yeah, so on how she knew it was him.
You know, I mean, yeah, and then this YouTube is from somebody, but on CNN Live, it was just, oh, see, look, I mean, she just goes after him. I mean, like, you know, but that is parenting. That's saying, no, what you're doing is wrong. Because you're rioting. You're not protesting.
Wow, watch her. She's smacking the hell out of him.
Oh, yeah, right there in front of everybody.
Wow. What are you doing, boy?
That's parenting.
I did not raise you to do this.
That's parenting, Jay. This is what a lot of people, this is what I'm talking about. This is about having a foundation of morals within your family.
No, that's very important.
It's very important. This is kind of the thing is that when it was happening live, I mean, and the thing is, and then actually listening to the reporters commentate, I think at that time when I saw that happen, I think it was he didn't say much. Wolf Blitzer. I think it was under, and you know how Wolf Blitzer is. He's just, oh, no, the next story.
God, I can't stand that guy.
Straight stiff, you know, whatever.
I'm just watching it again, and she's like, I was waiting for him to, like, he almost went to hit her back.
Oh, yeah.
He thought about that one. Like, I don't know if I should touch my mama.
Mama's going to beat your ass.
Mama will beat that ass. She will. Ah, oh, Lord, man, that's just insane, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll be talking about this story more as the week goes on.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Definitely, it's going to be because I don't even know if we mentioned that they're going to be on a curfew. Some are saying martial law, but technically, no, it's not martial law. The army hasn't took over yet.
No, she said that senator or the general woman.
Yeah,
general.
She said we are not. This is not martial law. We are
general
here as a support. We're going to be here supporting you, but
this is not martial law. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, isn't it martial law if you can't go outside?
No. They didn't say that. They just said there will be a curfew between the hours
right.
of 10
and as an adult.
As an adult,
you're not allowed to be outside between 10 and 5.
If it's for your safety and civil unrest, martial law means that they would have to be taking control. And that's what, in fact, if you listen to General Singh, that's what he said.
Well, I know, but some will argue, say,
yeah, you could just
and
say,
they already
well,
are.
That
some
they
already
are,
saying.
But where you're putting the police in control, but really it is martial law. It is and it isn't, you know, I think from the standpoint of, how would we say, I suppose you could be in another part of Baltimore and it's, you could, like on the, I hate to say it, probably on a better side of Baltimore. I don't think you're going to be harassed
right.
going to the 7-Eleven.
Right.
Whereas this part of town, does that make sense? A little bit, so
yeah.
Other than the only thing I've seen closest, like we said, I think we talked about it a little before, was Baltimore or Boston during that you know the marathon bombing when they're trying to track down those guys. That was really looked like martial law because that was over a couple day period.
You know, and what some were so shocked about is that it doesn't take effect till tomorrow night. You would think,
yeah,
why? Why wait till tomorrow?
Because legally, they said illegally you had to give advance notice or something.
Legally, my ass.
That's what I thought.
You just start going down the street and say, hey, you will be arrested if you don't get off the streets, period. Yeah. I mean, they can do that, right? Just write the executive order, right?
You know, Jay, I'm not disagreeing. I'm not saying I hear you, Jay. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't know, where do you make that? I don't know.
And then the governor was like, "Well, I waited till the mayor called me." I mean, come on, really?
Well, no, because actuality, that's the case.
That's how it has to go.
It has to go in order. It's like here was the thing.
So he can watch his city burn.
Here was
and
the
he
thing.
Has to wait
he
till
was
the mayor.
Already ready to go.
Oh, I know he was.
He was ready to go, and so this is what they're all trying to say. This mayor is the one who could have done a lot more.
She wanted this, you think?
Whether she wanted it, whatever, you know, whatever she wanted to try to show to her, it's backfiring on her right now, majorly. That's why she's looking like we're saying in this.
I know, I mean, her conference.
She is getting thrashed on by even African Americans. I mean, the reporters, all of them, they were all going after her, saying, I mean, because of what she did, she let this escalate out of control.
Yep. You have to be able to nip it in the bud when something starts.
They didn't
to get
have a plan in place to have, you know. I mean, so.
No, I mean it was completely. Yeah. They were all completely defensive until, you know, they started burning buildings down and stuff, and then you were like, oh, we probably should do something now. I mean,
and how much tonight are they going to keep going from street to different corner because they can only concentrate on one?
Yeah, I'm watching it now, right now, and now there is another building on fire.
Yep. Oh, is there really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And that's just something new, but it's one of the old, maybe it's the liquor store. I could be wrong.
I don't know. Yeah, I can't tell either.
I can't
but
tell.
The police are moving again.
But this is definitely a bigger fire than what the liquor store was showing earlier.
Yeah, the liquor fire was just inside on the bottom level.
So this looks like on the second floor. The whole second floor is engulfed. Jesus, people.
Unless that was something.
And did
else,
you hear the news?
That wasn't earlier footage, was it? I don't know.
No, this is live. This is live right now, from what I understand. And did you hear the news break we had on with Fox?
Yeah.
Did you hear where they said they were professional rioters?
Provocateurs.
Yeah,
yes, provocateurs.
Professionals are there. And I just thought that was a little odd that they said that. How do you become a professional?
Yeah, Jay, I think that is the same location of the tavern. I think that fire just escalated upstairs. Because that's the same side of the fire. I can't tell yet, but it'll be interesting. Wow. Look at another building engulfed in flames. That fire spread quickly because we just saw it. Remember when we first saw it? It looked like it was just
smoke.
Downstairs, just in the bar.
Yeah, they evacuated, I guess, the neighbors possibly, who it was, you know, when we first came on the air. Right now I'm showing footage. This is live. Got the police chief on the left side here.
Yep.
We got the SWAT team moving up the street on the right side. It's wild, Rags, to watch this in an American city right now. You would think that people would not go to these lengths and burn down their neighborhoods.
Yeah, you know, I think this is a new fire, Jay. I don't. Now that I'm looking at it, I can't tell.
I don't have audio, so I can't hear what they're saying.
I'm just trying to look at to see what that bar was, and
it doesn't look the same because if I remember, it was a bigger intersection, wasn't it? With the bar was.
It was a bigger intersection. Plus, that car was burning in the middle of it.
Yeah, this is a totally different fire. Wow.
See, look at this, and they're going to keep doing it. They're going from location to location.
Well, you know, that's what a reporter had said. One reporter had mentioned that maybe they were talking to one of the police chiefs or something, or the fire chiefs, and they said this is a strategy that they do. They light these fires, and it pulls all of our resources to this fire, and then they go to another location and they start another fire, and it's a never ending game with them.
Yeah, so they should have had the National Guard troops here 2 hours ago.
It's too late, you know. Now they're gonna. It's gonna be the aftermath of. And now we're gonna wake up in the morning, and there's gonna be. And now we're gonna have footage of burnt buildings and.
Look like a war zone.
Yep.
Well, sorry, folks, that we've been spending. Obviously, there's been so much time on this and the earthquake. So yeah, powerful earthquake over the weekend, Jay.
Yeah, seven. Well, you know, initially. It was
8.1,
and then, you know, the good folks at the USGS downgraded
like
it to a 7.8, I think. It's been very active. You know, I was on vacation, and, you know, I have an app on my phone that sends me I pay for it. It's one of those apps that pretty much you get a notice, like, minutes after it happens. And it was quite active this last week. leading up to the Nepal earthquake. I mean, there were just fives and, you know, some small sixes throughout the whole week. And I'm like, wow, that's it's just my earthquake app has been quiet for the last, I don't know, month or so. It really just hasn't been too many earthquakes going on. And here this last week, it just started going crazy. And then that one, and I woke up, and, you know, there was that 7.8 in Nepal. And last I heard, what, we got 4,000 dead?
Oh, yeah. In fact, right now, Jay, right now, so I hate to real quick, they got the governor and the mayor on CNN.
Oh, yeah, the governor and the mayor?
I got it. Obviously, I'm on mute as well. I mean, I can... Yeah, wow. I mean, it's because obviously that situation. But yeah, Jay, did you look at my other look? Did you get the video of how about being up there at the base camp?
Oh, on Mount Everest.
That? On Mount Everest and watching an avalanche come at you.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Right there on my link, it will show the video. It says a video. It says panic as avalanche comes. That one's CNN. I don't know if there's a better YouTube one, but that one was CNN.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up now, folks, so just bear with me while I pull it up.
But, you know, as he's talking, though, you sit there talking, of course, they're saying, shit, you know, to get down. I mean, but I guess apparently that's where because 17 died, 17 or 20 died in the mountain.
Jeez.
If I'm not mistaken. And now, and they were showing the different levels. So base camp is base camp. Then it goes camp 1, camp 2, camp 3, camp 4. And camp 4 is the last bit that you go up to, obviously, to the top. You're at the top, whatever. But from base camp to camp 1, you have to what's called the ice fields or something, which is a long way. But apparently there were people making their way down from 1 and 2 because you have to stop at 2 to try to decompress and get more oxygen back in your lungs before you make the descent down.
Wow.
And there's reports that still up to 8 or 9 more people are still have not reported in.
Wow.
That it could be up there in the mountain.
But, now, just now getting to this video, I had to wait for a commercial. Hold on a minute here now. I've got too much going on. I got the mayor talking and the governor together here on one page. So let me exit that. And let's full screen this one here, and let's hit the play. So here we go, check it out, folks. So oh man, so this is as it happened.
This is as the avalanche happened from the earthquake.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh damn, that would suck. Wow. Well, you're seeing it as I'm watching it, folks, myself, and it's pretty intense. You really can't tell too much, but you can definitely see the snow coming, and then he's buried, I guess, maybe?
Yeah, not all the way buried. Some parts, I guess there was a couple people buried, but it kind of depends. They were behind their tent, so either the tent kind of pushed some of it away from them. But yeah, out of that group, everybody was fine, I guess, except for one. But I'm not sure. Who knows the exact count of that? But I do know that we do know that there was at least there was either 17 to 20 people that did perish on the mountain alone.
Wow, and I heard that they were still searching for more people.
They are, because they can't get they're so far. I think it was like 9 or 10 that they have no communication with. Now they're not sure whether they were on 3, or then I heard reports that there was people up on 4, trying to get down to 3, and there's kind of a little if anything affected up there because of the earthquake, that they would run out of oxygen within a day.
That sucks.
So, yeah, because of course at that altitude now and then you look at Nepal and you look at all the did you see all the video of the people camped outside, they're too afraid to go inside. And
you know, they said ancient ruins were destroyed, you know, that have been there for thousands of years are just pummeled. There's nothing left of them.
Yeah, nothing. I mean, it's a
I've seen before and after pictures, and it's just before and you got a nice looking temple, and then after and it's just a pile of rubble.
Yeah, the numbers, I mean, so what, we're up 4,000 now, and they say this can climb. So The last time we had these type of numbers was obviously I can't remember exactly with Fukushima, with the prefecture earthquake.
Right.
I think is what it's actually called, not Fukushima.
What was the death toll from that? I don't even recall.
I can't recall if we went to it, but I want to say the next one before that would have been the big one in Sumatra, you know, in the islands, the tsunami there. That was like 6,000, something like that, people, wasn't it?
200,000, 300,000 from what I remember.
Was that what it was, really? Because it was most of those, because they weren't really, you couldn't really get an accurate number on, right?
Not really. The number is...
But throughout the islands there and all the different...
It was hundreds of thousands of people dead. Yeah. Hundreds of thousands. Easy. Pretty amazing that many people could be just wiped off the planet and...
In an instant.
And instantly you're gone. Just like that.
You know. It's crazy. And so, obviously, and of course, you know, right now with this coverage going on with Baltimore, this is taking a back story again, you know. But it's been a major news story throughout all the news channels here, and just interesting with this earthquake.
It's a lot of things going on in the world, man.
Obviously, we're still again the governor and the mayor.
Yeah,
governor of Maryland and the mayor of Baltimore. They're on live on CNN as another building burns down. which you know, again, I don't know how to put any rhyme or reason with that.
I've been watching it all day, man. I can't. It's just amazing that.
Well, you know, and I guess the part is, well, I think the good thing here is now they're showing a united front, you know, because
of course I have to.
The governor was at the emergency operations center at the Capitol.
Right.
She was in Baltimore, so obviously he made his way to Baltimore. Now they're there appearing live. They got all their political heads.
We're all just one happy. Now, is the governor a Democrat?
The governor is a Republican.
Oh, really? That happened.
Believe it or not. Wow. Yeah, believe it or not. The governor's Republican.
In Maryland.
And been in office for 90 days.
Yeah, I know. I heard that comment. I heard him say that.
Of course, what else would you expect with a city like Baltimore? Democrat, obviously.
Right.
So, you know, you look at the numbers here. I think it's what when they wake up in the morning, you know, you look at the. I mean, I'm looking right now. Governor seems fine actually, but she looks.
No, she's frazzled. She's definitely not.
She's not having a good day. She's definitely not having a good day, and by all rights, she shouldn't. The biggest question I'm wondering right now, which they're probably talking about right now, I just can't believe because I did see on CNN flash on their website. I thought. They already deployed 1,500
troops.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said they could call up to 5,000 troops. They had up to 5,000.
They already dispatched. So
can you imagine? You know, you get the freaking phone call and you got to freaking go to, you know, you're a soldier, National Guardsman, and you have to.
Well, most of them would have their regular job, really.
They do,
they're,
right?
Their regular job. That they're a regular job, and
so now they've got to take off from their regular work, right?
They got to. I got to go report to my guard unit.
Now, of course, they can't be fired, right?
No, laws protect them,
right?
Hey, in fact, in some of those places, like at some companies, you actually get paid your normal rate of pay minus what you make in a day there.
Oh, really?
Oh, absolutely!
Wow,
abso-friggin-lutely, absolutely.
Hmm.
Oh yeah.
Interesting.
So, they would leave their regular jobs and set up camp here. But obviously, if this is going to keep going on tonight and they're just going to keep starting fires at different places, they got to get it under control.
They do have to get it under control. And, you know, the curfew is going to take effect tomorrow. I don't know what good that's going to do. I think that's probably just going to cause more issues. You know, people don't like to be told.
Well, I think, you know what I think is going to happen tomorrow is then now we're going to get the demonstrators out.
The tomorrow, actual demonstration. And, you know, they closed schools.
With the there's no school tomorrow.
School's been closed, so the kids are going to have nothing to do. They won't be in school.
They'll have all day to think about how they can beat up a police car. And
Oh, man.
But, in all seriousness of it, I mean, I look at this whole situation, and it's not even under control. At this point, it's not even close to under control.
No, we've got fires burning everywhere. They're burning down retirement homes. I mean, Jesus, why you got to burn down the old retirement home? What did those
do? And the church paid for that. That was a church.
Yep.
They raised the money to build that to help. You know, and that's what I am. This is what I'm. I mean, how can you not look? I don't know. How do you touch this story? How do you keep going? What's the real question? I want to act like, you know what I wanted to say, Jay? I want to give a speech, kind of like, I don't know if you ever saw the movie. What was it? Did you ever see the movie Philadelphia with Tom Hanks and Denzel Washington?
I don't think so.
Tom Hanks was a lawyer, a gay lawyer.
Oh.
And then it was Academy Award. He won the Academy Award for that movie.
Yeah, I think
he won an Oscar. He played, and he was accused of being fired. And then he got Denzel Washington to represent him. And then, you know, just and Denzel gets up, you know, and is as the lawyer, gets up and makes a good speech about, let's really get the elephant in the room. Let's really just talk about gay, homosexuals. You know, I mean, he's saying the words, and that time, this is in the 89, somewhere around there. I can't remember what it was, but so it's the same thing here. What I'm trying, we need to just lay it on the line. Let's really talk about what it is. You know, I'm sick. If we want to talk about race, then let's talk about race. Is it race, or is it about being a human being? Let's really get to the meat of it. You know, don't play political politics. Let's really get to the heart and soul of what's going on, because it's not race. It's about being a human being. It's about what we're teaching the people in the community and what they're supposed to be doing. It's about the mothers and fathers that should be raising these kids in a better way. It is. It's right there in a nutshell. Don't tell me that you're any disadvantaged than anybody else. Maybe if you went to work, had a job, did the things that you're supposed to be instead of being a thug.
They have the same. They do get the opportunities. And, you know, and some of them even get extra help because of that reason. You know, that, you know, you have affirmative action, so a lot of these kids get into colleges, and some kids who have great grades and have worked for, and I'm not taking anything from the you know, the African American kids who have worked too, but they get an extra step up just because of that reason.
Yeah, and this is not about race. What I saw, and I had nothing to do about race. All I saw was a bunch of criminals. You proved to me nothing more then
protest
a bunch
is fine.
Of criminals.
You can protest is can, great. Awesome.
But I didn't see any protesters. In fact,
not
that's
today.
What they were saying.
Not
there
today.
Was no protesters with banners, with signs like they were in Ferguson. All I saw was thugs tearing up their own town, running into the little Ross Dress for Less and the other store, just coming out with their garbage bag full of clothes.
What's this guy saying on CNN?
I'm not sure. You
don't have it on, do you?
I have it on. It's on mute.
Yeah, I've got mine muted too. Let's see. Oh, I think I've got it too muted there. But you can see it on the video there, folks. And you know, Rags, we could talk about this all night.
There's so much we could talk about. We didn't, and I mean, we only just covered a little bit of the earthquake. It sounds like it'll be a long week.
It's definitely going to be a long week. We're definitely going to have a lot of topics to talk about, and we're probably going to be speaking about this one tomorrow, I'm sure. This will probably be on top of the news headlines for at least the next week, if not longer, if things continue to spiral out of control. And I'm just watching right now, Rags, on CNN. I'm seeing firefighters on the roof, and I've seen fire shooting out the roof. And this is definitely a different building.
This is not the same building you thought earlier when we saw where the tavern was.
The Baltimore mayor is quoted, "We will have order."
You might have it by the end of the week. I don't know about for the next 24 hours.
Yeah, after how many blocks have been burnt down.
Yeah, how many more buildings have to burn down before you're going to have order? I don't know. Oh, there it is, Jay. So there's where the cars were burned in the middle. I see it now. They're showing on CNN. So, yeah, definitely not the same place. Wow, so where are they going to go to next? Because that's what they've been saying. These guys are still out heckling.
Well, they said there's a gang. They said there's gangs of them roaming the cities. Burning shit down. I mean, and you can look at it, and we're going to continue. We're just going to go over a little bit and just talk, Rags, here, because I think we could just talk about this. And and just watch as everyone else is watching with us, because there are people watching
right here.
There are people watching live right now on our YouTube channel. So you can watch it with us, folks, as we discuss it. And it's just, I just don't. Are they picking certain buildings to burn down, you think? Are they picking people out?
I just think it's wherever
they
can get
random?
Away from, so, you know, right at random, away from wherever the police presence is. And, you know, the big thing is, you know, I'm just keep worrying. I kept worrying about if a police officer being shot.
And yeah, that's what my worry has been. Like I brought that up earlier, and we just haven't seen that yet. Thankfully. You know,
exactly.
I'm
if
not
there
wishing
is a police
for that.
Officer killed in the next 24 hours, it is not going to be good at all. It will not be a good situation for here or America or anything. I mean, because violence is not solving the answer, you know. I'm not saying that I have an answer. I'm not saying anybody, but I think the bottom line is it goes back to, you know, can we all just get along?
Can't we all just get along? I guess not.
Can't we just love each other?
I don't know.
Can't we just love each other?
Well, you know, you brought up before we went on air that some people are calling this an uprising.
Yes, that's what they're talking about on TV. Yes,
and
a lot of some of the one commentator, and wasn't Van Jones, it was the other one. I forget his. He was all over the Ferguson stuff. Called it, oh, this is uprising. This is because we've been not taking it from the police, and the things that have been going on in this country. It's like, so this is an uprising.
What's this
so
car
you're,
doing?
So you're saying that you're uprising against the police force because they're doing a bad job. Again, bring me some proof, some validity that says that. Again, we know nothing about Mr. Freddie Gray. When all the reports get out, here's the thing. And how
you
long
know
did
what
it
also,
take before you find out the information about Michael Brown? It took, 4 months?
Yeah, and you know what's scary is how easily people can be manipulated and how easily they can get and go riot without having any facts, really.
But
with the Michael Brown thing, too. I mean, just how easy it was to manipulate people. And, you know, you go back to the social engineering part of it. And it's just, you can put out a story, whether it be real or not, whether the story is real, people will react. And this is another example of that.
The only time I've seen 200 or more, 500 more white people protest or have been, they weren't protesting, they were smoking dope at a Rolling Stones concert or the Grateful Dead. that's about as close to get, but I don't see Japanese people doing this. I don't see, and I'm not trying to be racist, I'm just trying to be a fact. I mean, this is what I'm talking about uprising. We're talking about, this is what I'm saying about, let's get to the just the meats of it. You want to keep saying it's a race issue, it's not a race issue. What happened tonight?
No, because you could.
They're burning down your town and breaking the law. How is that a race issue?
You're right. And, you know, you could just, let's just, if you had an all-black police force, would you have the same problems? Probably, right? You
absolutely,
would, right?
Absolutely, because we can.
Would they riot then?
Yep. Yeah. Well, yeah.
No, I mean, would they riot then if it was a black officer that did something to someone? And, you know, it just seems like, I don't know.
Well, that's the thing is that here's the thing, and this let's put it in the case of Freddie Gray.
I'm just hey, I just
there,
wanted to,
in that video, it wasn't just all white. There was several African American officers.
And you know, from some of the comments from YouTube, one person said that it is a part of the New World Order. This is all just part of the New World Order. And what do you think, Rex? Do you think this is a part of maybe the taking over of the law enforcement that they're showing so much? It just seems like it's just real recent here that we've seen a lot of emphasis on police brutality. And it's true. Yes, there is police brutality. It just seems like it's really being put out in front, right? You know, the social engineering part and like you talk about. And it just seems like what's going on here.
You know, I don't know about the New World Order aspect of it. Do I believe that they've been pushing for a civil war or a race war in this country? Absolutely. The 100%. I don't think every time we turn on the television it's about race.
And how easy is it for them to plant someone into the law enforcement and have them do something that causes a race issue.
Well, I'm not, again.
No, that's
stretching it there. Yeah, we're stretching it there. Circumstances are circumstances. Again, it goes back to like we was talking before. Out of all the officer-involved shootings last year where a police officer got out his gun and shot another human being, the majority of them by a landslide were white people. You know, 500 and some, 300 and some black, another 60, 75 Mexicans or something like that, where officer-involved shootings happened against a person of another race or nationality. So,
and
again,
you know, you could somewhere argue how many, you know, the black on black crime is really pretty high.
It's beyond extensive. The number one killer of black men is a black man.
And you know the number one killer of white men?
A white man, probably. White men.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. Believe it or not, it is.
Exactly, I know.
It's like 80% or something like that.
The numbers are, especially when you go to Chicago. I mean, how many people are killed every weekend in Chicago? It's not even funny.
It's come down since they've started to let people carry concealed weapons now. It's you know, people are starting to think about robbing and stabbing people now, you know.
Mark Lamont Hill, that's the guy. He's the political commentator. Mark Lamont Hill. He's the one who's he is a race baiter. He's the one who says that this is, you know, these when they bring in these different commentary. And what I liked about it is that a lot of people used to say something. I thought Van Jones.
I never liked that guy.
Job.
I never liked
what?
That.
I didn't stand that guy. But I'm going to tell
he
you
he seems
what,
like an instigator to myself. But
he did a good job today.
Matter of fact, he's on CNN right now. I'm looking.
I know. But he did a. No, that's not him. That's Mark Lamont Hill.
Well, right now I'm seeing Van Jones, and then on the left.
Oh, yeah, he's been on there. Yeah, yeah. Van Jones has been on. And Van Jones really did a good job of.
Now, there's Mark.
Light
now, that's Mark right there, right?
Yeah.
The younger guy? The younger,
yep, younger guy.
Okay,
in
yeah.
This
yeah, I don't like him. Yeah, he's.
Yeah,
he's
race baits yes. Like there is no tomorrow. But that's the thing, is they antagonize, you know? Did you hear one of them earlier in the press conference earlier today, how he said the media, you know, is the one that's responsible for all this and, you know, they're not showing any of the good things that are happening.
Well, it's kind of hard to show the good when you're freaking CBS.
And then Don Lemon, a black man, and Van Jones said, no, you're wrong. They both jumped on him, said, you're wrong. I mean, this is what I'm saying. They were actually stepping up. Two African-American men stepping up against the other. No, you're wrong. This is what's happening. You know, right? How? What else are we supposed to do when in front of our cameras, two guys that are trying to put out a fire in your city, your jobs, and they want to put a hose, a knife, into the friggin' water hose?
I was absolutely shocked by that, Rag.
How are we not? And this is what I love. Don Lemon is reporting. He said, "How are we not supposed to report that?"
Yeah.
This is an African American. Said, "How are we not supposed to report that? This has nothing to do with race." Except for you race baiting, the people I don't like in this country, they're race baiters. And these race baiters are not even human beings. And they probably are – those are the ones, Jay, part of the world new world order. Right then and there, in a nutshell.
Nope. Sorry. I was just saying hello to the folks in the chat room there on YouTube.
How many is there people in the
They've been coming in and out. I don't think
in and out?
Yeah, there's been some people coming in and out, so I just figured I'd say a hello in the chat room there. And yeah, I don't know how far this is going to go. If we're going to see actual martial law, because this isn't where, you know, we haven't seen martial law yet. So are we going to actually see martial law? You think it's
no,
gonna
I mean
come
martial
to
law on a different level, well then that's a different story. martial law on this level of containment. Again, the threat. Listen, if you're a tactician, if you're a survivalist, if you're an off the gridder, if you know anything about counterintelligence, one, when the crap hits the fan, you're out of the cities anyways. You're going to be mobile and you're going to be up in the country. You got better odds. So. Have martial law all you want in the cities, it's going to be no good for them going out in the country. Everybody knows that.
Well, there's nothing out here.
Yeah, there's nothing for them to do for them tactical wise. But as far as from this aspect and for martial law and what's happening right now, I'm surprised that they haven't pulled the trigger on it to do another test run, because that's
what
they
want. This
would
be perfect, right? Wouldn't this be the perfect situation to do
that? No, it's not perfect, Jay, because you're not blending. There's not a mix of the community, because all you're doing is, this is an African American community.
So we're not. You're saying this isn't the society. This isn't a society unrest.
You need Chinese. You need white. You need Japanese. You need Mexican. You need a whole huge geographic location of martial law in order to set that type of precedence. So, but in this situation, all it's going to look like is more harassment toward African Americans, right? Because that's all you're doing. That's all that's there, right?
Right.
So I think that would why it would come out looking bad. What will be interesting, again, like I said, will be how they use and integrate in the National Guard in the next couple of days.
Yes, I was curious on what that's going to look like. And that, you know, that guardsman, that lady, that general, I think she's a general. And she's
general, yes, General Singh.
She said they're going to be bringing in some equipment, some big dog stuff.
She said not just our Humvees.
No,
but these
aren't
going to
be
other.
I don't know what the word she used.
I think she wanted to say APC or something. Who knows?
Yes. Armored personnel. Maybe it was an armored personnel.
She said
it was going to be able to protect them from rocks and bottles and stuff. I don't know. Is this old? I'm watching.
Yeah, that's old. The fire you're seeing now, that's the old. That's why it says earlier tonight up atop. That is old.
Oh, there it is. They just put it up there.
So, yeah, that is of the senior center. And that's sad. They were going to be done in November of this year, and it was going to open before Christmas. So, kind of sad that, for elderly people in the community. So the things that are happening. It wasn't white people who went and did this tonight. I'm just being honest.
Oh, I did see some white folk in there, though.
No, I'm not going to say I didn't see a couple of whiteies.
There definitely was.
Dude, I just fucking tell you I didn't see a couple of crackers.
But a majority were African Americans.
Yeah.
I heard the one American. I don't know. Did you see the old vet man on CNN?
Yes, I did. That was awesome. I'm an American.
I'm not black. I'm not white. I'm not this. I'm an American. And that's what we need.
That's exactly what we need.
There's African American stuff and this and that. It just divides us.
That's what he said. That's what I'm saying, Jay. I mean, I'm glad you brought that up because Anderson Cooper went back to him.
Yeah.
Anderson Cooper really wanted to, focus on this guy because it was the truth. This guy was actually talking truth.
Yeah.
Here is an African American our Vietnam veteran, who served this country, loves this country, loves being American, and does not care about, as he said, white, red, yellow, black, brown, whatever.
Yeah, I'm an American. That's it.
I'm an American.
Don't call me by anything else. I'm an American. That's how it should be. We should all be Americans. We're not.
But that's what the New World Order wants, Jay.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't want us to be united as Americans.
They want us divided.
Well,
that's how this country was basically formed. We got united, basically, right? They really
but
don't.
They don't want that to happen again, right? No, they don't. And that's the whole part that you really want to try to. Instead of trying to show racism, I don't know why they don't show why there's other people at work trying to cause this. Of course, they'll never say that. But why are they not asking that question? That is a good question, isn't it, Jay?
Yeah.
Shouldn't they be asking themselves, wait a minute, why is this happening?
I think you could go back and you can look, Braggs, and you can see why it's happening. Look at the schools.
Oh, I know.
They took it out. You can't say pledge of some places they don't like to say pledge, or you don't have to
pledge
say
allegiance.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, or the under God thing, or
you can't wear
the
proud
family,
to be an American on your T-shirt.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, what the hell? Who cares? What? Really?
Taking away the individual freedom that we have.
It shouldn't matter what day it is, or if they're wearing it to even provoke. Even if they are wearing it to provoke, they should be able to wear it.
Yep, absolutely.
We don't care.
Freedom of speech.
It's America.
America.
It's America. It's just, oh, man. I grow up seeing this shit, you know. It just
I know.
Pisses me off.
I don't know where it's going to go from here. I'm sure this night sounds like it's winding down, but we'll see.
I don't know. Moments ago, there's...
Well, it's midnight, and usually, you know, they're...
Yeah, it's about that time.
About that time when they all drown down. Well, doesn't mean that it won't, but you never know.
Well, it's... I don't know if it's... A lot of guests, people just go in after dark. I don't... Because it's, they say it's easier to do stuff at dark, but I don't know. You would think it would be easier.
Now,
to...
if it was night and it was summertime, a little bit more warmer.
Oh, that's right. It is a little chilly still, isn't it?
Yeah, still a little bit. I could see it going on for a while.
It probably.
But I think that I don't think we're done for this entire summer. That's the only thing. I don't know. But we'll just see how this thing goes.
Well, if we continue to have these incidences, I mean, it's like every month now, Rags. We have some...
I'm not disagreeing one bit. I hate to say that.
Every month we're having something go on. A cop does something stupid. He shoots someone in the back, or who knows what they did to this guy. You know, he supposedly had his spinal pretty much severed.
That's without all the evidence. I mean, so that's being leaked by the family. We need to get a full assessment, you know. Before it's all said and done.
No, you're right.
And that's the problem, Jay, is that that's why we have a court of law. It's not about.
But see, the people don't believe
justice.
It anymore. They don't trust it. They don't trust it, Rags.
Why?
Because they see these cops do this and they're part of the law. Then they don't trust the justice system, and that's where these people riot and they don't care. They don't care. They're not going to wait to see if what's going to happen to these officers. They just want to riot. I don't know if it's everybody. Not everyone's like that.
Let's just take that whole situation out of the equation. Why don't they look at how to raise a family? You don't need to look at a police officer. Why don't they do what some of these – there's good people that raise families. Why don't they mimic them? Why don't they go out and get jobs? Oh, they use every time it's an excuse, Jay.
No, there's always an excuse.
Oh, no, you've been putting us down.
Yep,
we
white man putting
me
down.
The white man's putting me down.
Can't do it.
Really? All I hear is excuse after excuse after excuse.
You're right.
You know, I don't see anybody looking like that went out there and worked their ass off like every Michael Jordan, Russell Wilson. A lot of Tiger Woods, how many African-American athletes that went out there and worked? When I mean work, these guys practice. They worked harder than anybody to make it big. Yeah, all I hear from the whiners is they want it given to them. Oh, it should be given to you, like your EBT card and like everything else. Nobody wants to work. It takes work to get somewhere.
It does. You are right.
Has nothing to do with race. Has nothing to do with your standard of living. How about, and not only that, how about just saying, I love you to your son. I love you to your daughter. Starts there. How about saying I love you to your wife and not beat her and not hit her?
You're right.
How about how about a smile to the person you see across the street? You know, so many things that takes no money. All it takes is an effort. It takes no money to say I love you. It takes no money to smile. So don't give me some economic situation. Don't tell me it's some educational part of a system, because last I checked, you didn't have to have an education to smile or to laugh or to tell somebody that you love them. So I don't know where it begins. All I know is that these people have got to do something.
No, you're right. Hey, folks, I want to thank you all for listening tonight. We've definitely went over our hour that we normally do. We went over about 20 minutes. We'll be back again tomorrow night. I'm sure this topic of the riots in Baltimore will be at the top of our topic lists. Don't forget, folks, subscribe to us on our YouTube channel or visit youtube.disclosuremedia.net. Also, don't forget to download our Android app. You can get it. Also, just visit our website, disclosuremedia.net, and you can find a link there to download our Android app. And you can listen to us live via that app. You can also get breaking news that we post on our website via the app and some latest news. Again, folks, don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time with another edition of the Nightly News podcast. And you can also download this podcast and many other podcasts on iTunes and on Podomatic. Again, folks, thank you again for listening, and we'll catch you tomorrow night. See you later.
See ya.